Hank 96.1, as we remember a true legend, Merle Haggard. Many country music artists were influenced by Merle, including Vince Gill. Several years ago, while Vince was recording an album with steel guitar great Paul Franklin, Vince shared thoughts about Merle Haggard.
I think Merle is head, hands, and feet above just about anybody because of his songs. You know, Hank Williams didn't live long enough for that legacy of songwriting to have the depth that Merle's does. And I think Buck Owens would tell you the same thing. Compared to Buck Owens and Merle Haggard, he would say Merle Haggard is the quintessential songwriter of our generation. You know, they didn't call him the poet for the common man for nothing. You know, and he wrote about all kinds of tough topics, tough subjects. He wrote about prison. He wrote about, Okey from Muskogee, and, you know, a little barrel-chested at times. But he wrote the truth. You know, and I think that people sometimes can be a little bit afraid of the truth when it's told to them. And that's what I heard Merle say that in an interview one time. He says, man, just go ahead and tell the truth. And you don't have to think about covering your tracks or defending yourself. If you speak the truth, then you never have to back up or be anything but exactly who you are. And that's what my father said. My father was a lawyer. He says, if you tell the truth, they can't come and get you if you're truthful. And then on top of that, I think he's maybe the best singer ever too, you know. And he's it for me. Once again, that legacy had so many more years and stayed relevant throughout the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and even today, he's still out there beating that road up and still writing great songs, still today at the age he is. And as far as a favorite, I don't think I could, because there's too many.
Yeah.
And there's just so many that, you know, you got Mama Tried, you got, you know, Mama's Hungry Eyes, you got The Farmer's Daughter, you've got, you know, The Fugitive, you've got... My God,
you can't find an obscure Merle Haggard song.
No,
because they're played every day in America, in club bands. Everybody's heard them.
He's the whole thing to me.
Here's another Merle Haggard classic. Today I Started Loving You Again on Hank 96.1.
Today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today, I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come, and that crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again.
Mag 96.1, your home for the country legends. I'm Carl Shannon. We're remembering Merle Haggard. I've had the chance in my 40-plus year radio career to meet and talk with a lot of country stars. In the early 80s, I had a band based out of Louisville, the Cat Tracks Band, and a big thrill for me was getting to open up a show at Freedom Hall in Louisville for Merle Haggard and Bobby Bear. And after our set, Merle said, "Hey, you guys are pretty good." I also had the chance to interview Merle a few years ago after he released a new album. Now, the interview was on a cassette tape, and I could only salvage the first couple of minutes of it, but it included one of the best compliments that I've ever received. Here's that segment. We got Merle Haggard on the telephone this morning. That was from Merle's brand new album, Haggard Like Never Before. Merle, let me say, very refreshing to hear that with the strangers accompanying you, but it's so much better because it was recorded live, and it's better than what a lot of country music labels are force-feeding people these days as country music. And there's a thread of simplicity on this album. And if I can borrow a statement from the great Earl Scruggs, he once said, "The beauty of simplicity will never be surpassed."
You did a good job of it. You got the most wonderful voice for the radio. You know that, don't you? And I'm not gay.
I think we all know that, but coming from you, Merle, that is one of the best compliments I've ever received. Thank you so much.
Voices are so soothing to listen to, and wonderful voice. Thanks for the great things you said.
Merle, I meant every single thing that I said, and today in country music, people are starved for substance. You have all these guys and gals that look alike, they sound alike. It's so refreshing to hear what real country music sounds like with Merle Haggard.
Well, they need to hear everything before they make their judgment. All they've heard is something that they've been allowed to, or been force-fed, like you said. And so, like, before they draw all their conclusions and start summing up what they believe in, they should listen to everything. And there's a lot of things that they haven't heard yet. And you and I would be almost a sin for us to not share what we know about this business and get as much of the truth and save as much of the old greats and their performances, make sure they're re-recorded, re-released, and played on the radio somewhere so these kids can hear what they got to compete with before they call themselves great.
Boy, when Merle Haggard tells you you've got a nice voice, that's a pretty cool compliment. Glad I can save that part. We're remembering Merle Haggard here on your home for the country legends, Hank 96.1.
When Leonard finally came to California, he was 21 years old, as I recall. He loved to write a song and pick the guitar, and he came to hang a gold one on the wall. The town in which he lived is not important, but you'll know which town I mean by the time I'm through. He soon became a famous entertainer, but Leonard was a name he never used. He was on his way to having what he wanted, just about as close as one could be. Hey, once he even followed Elvis Presley, and he wrote a lot of country songs for me. But he laid it all aside to follow Jesus. For years he chose to let his music go, but preaching wasn't really meant for Leonard. But how in the hell was Leonard supposed to know? Well, life began to twist its way around him, and I wondered how he carried such a load. He came back again to try his luck in music, and lost his wife and family on the road.
After that, he seemed to bog down even deeper. And I saw what booze and pills can really do. And I wondered if I'd ever see him sober. But I'd forgot about a friend that Leonard knew. Well, Leonard gave me lots of inspiration. He helped teach me how to write a country song. And he even brought around a bag of groceries. Hey, back before Muskogee came along. Really, I'm not trying to hide his show name or the town in which this episode began. Somehow I had to write a song for old Tommy, if just to see the smiling faces in the band. Well, when Leonard finally came to California, he was 21 years old, as I recall. And he loved to write a song and pick the guitar. And he came to hang a gold one on the wall.
Hank 96.1, I'm Carl Shannon. Thank you for joining us. That was Merle and the song called Leonard. And the song Leonard was about a guy named Tommy Collins. That was his stage name. Tommy wrote a lot of great, great hit songs over the years, including one of Merle's biggest hits, Carolyn. So let's listen to that great Merle Haggard song. Here's Carolyn, written by Tommy Collins for his friend Merle Haggard on Hank 96.1.
Carolyn, let me tell you what I heard about a man today. He didn't come home from work and he went away. Till he came to a city bright in the nighttime like day. There they say he met up with some women dressed in yellow and scarlet. Their warm lips like a honeycomb drip with honey. And something about the smell of strange perfume made him feel warm. And not alone. Yes, Carolyn, a man will do that sometimes on his own. Sometimes when he's lonely. I believe a man might do that sometimes out of spite. But Carolyn, a man will do that always when he's treated bad at home. Sometimes when he's lonely. And I believe a man might do that sometimes out of spite. But Carol, a man will do that always when he's treated bad at home.
Country Legends, Hank 96.1. I'm Carl Shannon. We are paying tribute to one of the greatest of all time, Merle Haggard, on Hank 96.1.